And open the work session for House Bill 5017, the Office of Energy. Sue, would you like to present your information?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I did distribute these two items to your offices yesterday, but there has been a slight change in the detailed spreadsheet. I noticed that on the cover I had hidden the line for the positions, and I unhid that so that you could see the number of positions there as well as the FTE. So I did want to bring your attention to that change. And what I thought I'd do is just walk you through the memo, leading you up to the LFO recommended budget level, and then we can also talk about some of the other items that you're supposed to cover, such as performance measures and the ending balance review. So that first section just is a summary of the budget for the Office of Energy. Excuse me. And it shows you that the 2003-05 governor's recommended budget is $176,914,462. And I would just point out that that does include the loan program, which is that non-limited line there. And it's a 6.7% increase from the 2003 legislatively approved budget. And then you can see that table gives you some historical data as well for the office. And the LFO recommended budget in summary, and I'll get into the detail in a minute, is $16,019,322 other funds, $6,383,975 federal funds, and $152,418,142 non-limited other funds, for a total of $174,821,439.8249 FTE and 82 positions. And if you look on that cover sheet of the detailed spreadsheet, you can see the LFO recommended column there as well. And just some percentage information, the LFO recommended budget without regard for the non-limited budget for the loan program is a 3.6% decrease from the 2001-03 legislatively approved budget, and an 8.5% decrease from the governor's budget. And then with the loan program, it is a 1.2% decrease from the governor's budget. And, Mr. Chair, I guess I would ask, do you have a preference for how we go through this? Do you want me to just walk you through the entire memo up to the recommended bill amendments, and or do you want to do it package by package? What is?
I think package by package is what we've done in the past.
Okay.
Let me ask, to this point, is there any questions?
Mr. Chair,
it's been
a while since we did the hearings. I noticed the 82.49 full-time
equivalents.
How did we go up? What were those extra employees for compared to last session?
Mr. Chair and Representative Krieger, if you'll bear with me, I will get into that when we talk about Policy Option Package 100, which actually explains a lot of that change, if that's all right with you.
Any other questions at this stage?
Okay, thank you. So in item two, their LFO recommendations, the first one is simply a technical adjustment. You might recall during the third special session, the COLA adjustments for salary ranges 38 and above were eliminated, and it happened not to be included in the development of this agency's governor's budget level, and so that would be a $20,004 reduction in other funds for this agency in package 081.
Let me ask on each one, is there any discussion or objection? Okay.
And then if you'll turn to page two, we'll get into...
I'm just checking.
Well, we're going to approve the whole.
Okay. Gotcha.
I just want to pull it in pieces so we...
Right.
Are you suggesting we have a motion on each one?
No.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you'll turn to page two, I'll walk you through the LFO packages. These are in addition to any technical adjustment packages or policy option packages. These are the ones that pretty much carry out some of the co-chair's directives. And the first one, 001, is the employee compensation freeze. Now, in this particular budget, what happened with it is the level of funding for salaries actually didn't provide enough for any merit increases. They would have had to absorb it somewhere else in their budget. So I'm not recommending any reduction because it's simply not there to take. And so in other words, in comparing what they're actually going to be paying in 03-05 for salaries and what was provided for in the governor's budget, they would actually need another $80,000 roughly to fully fund the salaries that they actually have to pay. And it's such a small amount out of the total salaries that I'm not recommending that you add that back, because there could be position changes during 03-05 that, you know, where they might have some savings anyway because they bring somebody in at a lower salary, and so that will help them manage to their budget.
Senator Johnson?
I'm sorry, Sue, to ask you to do this at a more remedial level, but I'm going to anyway. I want to make sure that we, as we are proceeding through these budgets, whether it's in this committee or in any of the other committees, that we are treating all of the agencies fairly. And the way that this is written, the agency would have to absorb the merit increases by finding savings elsewhere in the budget. There are two flags that this sends. Go ahead. It looks like you already know my
question.
Please. Well, I just want to say this for the record and to make sure I understand it, that merit is frozen, COLAs are frozen, salary is frozen, and that that's uniform across agencies, and that we're not leaving open the possibility that additional savings could be found, and that one agency would behave differently than another agency with respect to any of those issue areas.
Mr. Chair and Representative Johnson, I believe that we are treating them fairly. It's such a small amount compared to their overall salary expenditures, if you will, that $80,000 out of, I believe, around $10 million, if I'm recalling correctly from their budget reports, that, I mean, if I were going to be really technical, I would say, okay, compared to what's in the governor's budget and compared to what they're saying they actually need for 03-05, we would need to add $80,000 back to their budget. But that's out of a $10 million need for salaries. And I believe that in 03-05, there will probably be, you know, people coming, people leaving, and they'll be able to manage that because, for example, somebody may retire, they're paid at a higher salary, they bring somebody in at a lower salary, and so that could wipe out that need for $80,000. I looked at it as a not really a material adjustment, and that subcommittee can certainly add it back if they want to, but I felt it wasn't material enough to warrant an adjustment.
Mr. Chair, I got dumber as Ms. McGlashan talked. Sue, the question that I'm still asking is, are we allowing $80,000 to be manipulated by the agency to provide any additional compensation?
Sorry, Representative Johnson, I'm sorry I misunderstood your question. No, absolutely not. There will be, if I understand your question correctly, could they provide merit increases in some form or fashion? No, that will not happen.
Thank you.
Senator.
Well, I thought I understood it before you started.
There's more to come. I can confuse you on any subject. Just
does this mean that we're shorting them $80,000 and enough money to provide salaries?
Mr. Chair and Senator Dukes, that's one way to characterize it. I don't believe that
it sounds like a good idea to me.
I don't believe that it's a material enough amount to worry about. And I would ask Mr. Chair that perhaps we should ask the executive director before I put my foot in my mouth anymore.
I mean,
to come up and state on the record whether or not they believe that they can manage to do it. I did ask them the question. They did answer affirmatively that they felt they could, but perhaps for the subcommittee's satisfaction, we should ask them to come up and talk about that.
Mr. Chair, we've been complaining for 4 months that agencies are stealing from vacant positions and they're doing all of these things. And if I get this right, now we're going to expect them to do it in order to keep the budget balanced and pay the employees they have. And that doesn't sound like a real good idea to me. I mean, I'd rather we give them the positions we think they need and we give them the money to cover it without increases and stuff. Call it good.
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, Mike Rainey, Director of the Office of Energy. Ms. McClashen did share these figures with us before the meeting, and we do think that we can absorb this for the reason she explained, that there would be some normal gaps in hiring and replacing staff. And as typically, the people who are hired come in at a lower salary than the people who are leaving. So we are comfortable that this is a small enough percentage that, as a practical matter, it would not be a problem.
Senator Duke.
Do you have people who are retiring?
Chairman Senator Dukes, we have some who I suspect may do so. And we had...
I love it. Now we're going to fund part of state government off of the retirements that come from the first bills that we passed. Gosh.
Other questions?
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm wondering...
Representative Morgan.
Judging from the questions that are being raised about Package 001, I'm sure that these are also going to be raised when we get into full committee and onto the floor. And I'm wondering if it may not be expedient in the long run to just run this, the amount of money through the way that it should be run, so that it's actually showing up in the same way that it will show up in all of the other budgets. Is that a lot of work?
Mr. Chair and Representative Morgan, no. In fact, I could probably, once we go through the rest of this, if we took maybe a break of a couple minutes, I could quickly recalculate it to give you the amount that you would need for the bill amendment.
That might be time-saving in the long run.
Okay. Okay. So should I just continue with the remainder of the packages, and then we can take a break and add it back in?
Yeah, because you may have other changes.
On the agreement that everybody stays here while you're gone for 2 minutes.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I'll agree.
Is that a deal, Commissioner?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
These are LFO minutes, though.
So. Oh.
So they're shorter than Senate.
That's not true. Sure.
Moving along.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Package 002 is the vacant position elimination, and I'm recommending that you eliminate three positions, albeit not a huge amount of FTE, but a couple of the positions have been vacant for almost 3 years. And I'm also recommending that there be a reduction, because previously vacant positions in the governor's budget have been filled at a lower cost than budgeted. So to carry those forward, you'd actually need less limitation. So the total adjustment would be a $70,488 reduction in other funds.
Any questions?
Package 003 is the inflation adjustment package. This would eliminate inflation in services and supplies categories, except for facilities rental, attorney general costs, which are treated in another package, as you'll soon hear, and except for state government service charges, again treated in a separate package. And that reduction would be $96,275 other funds and $111,016 federal funds.
Questions? Concerns? Thank you. Move on.
Okay. Package 004, that is the Attorney General rate reduction. It reflects the reduction in the hourly rate from $109 to $98. And that results in a $44,080 other funds reduction, $683 federal funds reduction, and a $21,382 non-limited other funds reduction.
Questions?
Okay. Package 005, that's the Department of Administrative Services assessment reduction. Reflects savings as a result of reductions in, obviously, the DAS assessments to state agencies, and that is a reduction of $32,295 other funds.
Questions? Questions? Move on.
Then item C, that is the policy option package. It's the only policy option package in the agency's budget. Package 100, organizational support, and this would add expenditure limitation, and it would continue positions that were administratively established by the agency during this biennium to deal with workload issues related to facility siting, implementation of Senate Bill 1149, which is the electric industry restructuring bill, and other conservation and renewable resource programs. What this would do is reflect six positions in the agency's budget, three of which would be permanent, three of which would be limited duration. It also increases an existing compliance specialist position by 0.25 FTE, again, to address workload issues. So the total budget total package requested is $829,202 other funds and 6.25 FTE. What I'm recommending is that you approve it as modified. $732,402 other funds, six positions, 6.25 FTE, with three of them being limited duration and three permanent. The difference is I've reduced that package for the SNS expenditure limitation. In conversations with the agency, they concur that they really don't need that. They were kind of like formula amounts that DAS comes up with for new positions, but these people are already there, and so the expenditures really aren't necessary. And, again, the agency concurs, so that's my recommendation on that package. And the one I skipped over is package zero. I'm sorry.
For questions on this one first. Any questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you. It's been so long since the testimony. Would you just refresh my memory why three are limited and why three are permanent?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, I think our request, budget request, was for all six permanent, and our budget analyst came back with a different recommendation, and as did the staff, based on the nature of the workload for those positions. I think we're comfortable taking them as limited duration and, you know, seeing to the extent the workload continues or not. And then if we need to come back and revisit this issue next biennium or perhaps not.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair. The variable workload, I presume, is tied in some way to the number of applications for energy facilities that you're dealing with and the regulatory issues.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, both energy facility siting and the number of applications for conservation tax credits, both business and individual. Yes,
thank
all
you.
Three of those.
Okay. You want to catch up? Go back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I skipped over 006. This is an LFO recommended package again, and this would reduce the agency's expenditure limitation both in other funds and federal funds after a review of their historical expenditure patterns and revenue patterns, and then those that are projected. And this would reduce their budget by $600,000 other funds and then $1 million in federal funds. And they were expecting to get some additional funding for Hanford, and that apparently isn't coming through at the level that they thought it would. And then on the $600,000 other funds, that I can go back, kind of refer back to package 100. Remember I said that they've already got these positions administratively established. Obviously, they've been finding the savings somewhere in their budget to pay for these. We've already given them limitation in personal services through this package. The $600,000 reflects, you know, kind of taking out from some other expenditure categories that they were using this biennium to fund the administratively established position. So in essence, if you will, it trues up the budget. It puts personal services expenditure limitation where it needs to be and reduces the S&S down to where it needs to be. And it's a little more detail in this spreadsheet. If you're interested, you'll see that on page 7 of 8. It shows you that in the other funds, half or $300,000 of the reduction would be from professional services, $300,000 from special payments, and the same is true of federal funds, $500,000 from professional services, and $500,000 from professional services, and $500,000 in special payments. So that concludes the packages. Mr. Chair, if you want to, we can take a brief recess and I can go run a number for you and come back and give you the recommended bill amendments.
Why don't you do that?
Okay.
We will stand at ease. Call the committee back to order. Sue, would you like to give us the upgraded number here?
So, Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, what we do in that package 001, instead of showing zero other funds, it would show a positive $86,880. And that changes on that first page of the memo. I don't know if you'd like to note this. The $16,019,322, that's the LFO recommended budget on that first line before the, or after the first table, will now be $16,106,202. And then the total budget would be $174,908. 319.
So does that change the amendments to the bill?
That's correct, Representative Morgan. So in item D, the recommended bill amendment there for House Bill 5017 would be on line 6 to delete what's in there now, the $16,979,264 that's currently in the bill, and insert the $16,106,202. And that's for the other funds.
Which one are we taking out? 16,979,264.
Representative Morgan, that's what's in the original bill, so we have to delete that.
Okay, and what's the replacement number?
16,106,202.
And again, could you repeat the total?
Sure, Mr. Chair. That is 174,908,319. That's for the total budget. And then on line 12, it would be, and that's for the federal funds expenditure limitation, we would delete what's in currently in the bill, and that number is $7,495,674, and we would insert $6,383,975. And that we didn't make any changes to.
Good.
And that also, just for your information, that provides them with 82 positions, which is, that's three positions below the governor's recommended budget. Those are the vacant positions that we eliminated compared to their 0103 estimated level of positions. It's two positions below that, although the FTE are slightly higher because in 0103 the positions were established at various points during the biennium, and for 0305 they would be there for the entire biennium. That's primarily why there's an increase in FTE.
Senator Dukes?
I'm just curious, what's the source or sources of other funds?
Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, I think the biggest one is the energy supplier assessment. If I'm not mistaken.
So I was kind of curious. When we get to these other funds, I know we should look as frugally at them as we do general fund and lottery, but I was kind of curious as to what happens. I mean, if we're not spending this money, what happens to it? Does it just accumulate? And if it's just accumulating, then we're reducing three positions because they were vacant. Would they be doing good if we had them? I mean, it just... I don't have a feel for it.
Let me answer that. At least my opinion is that as we develop these budgets and get to this stage, there's constant communication with the department, and I would hope that they would bring forth if they had projects or needs, make us aware that there's areas that they would like to expand on.
Mike, does this money accumulate in a fund, or do we stop asking for the folks to pay, or do they pay less? Or,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, some of the money is the assessment on the energy suppliers, utilities, and the oil companies. Other money, and that we collect as much as we need for within the limitation to make up shortfalls in other areas. Most of the other funds are from fees for energy facility siting review, the business energy tax credit, and the loan program. They pay for the costs of review of the application. So if there were no activity, then the funds would not come in those program areas. So it's not a continuous fee whether or not any activity is done. It depends on the level of activity.
Well, if we reduce three positions, I assume that there was some money there to fund those positions. I'm just trying to get a feel. I mean, we can be happy and cut away. I just want to know if it's honestly doing good in our harm.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, in this case, the three positions were ones that, as our department needs changed, we had not filled and had gradually used the funding for other purposes in terms of other needs, including some limited duration positions we've brought in.
No money left hanging around that's going to build up.
No, small amounts, so that the new position request is more important than the three vacancies.
Thank you.
Do
Mr. Chair, are you ready for a motion?
I think we're ready for a motion, aren't we, Ms.?
Chair? Yes.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to amend House Bill 5017 on line 6 to delete $16,106,202 and insert $16,019,322. Do I have that right?
Mr. Chair and Representative Morgan, actually, we would still want to delete the $16,979,264. That's what's in the printed bill now.
And insert
the $16,106,202.
Okay, let me go down to the next line, too, to get make sure I've got this right. What you want to do is leave the deleted number the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the inserted number the same.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to amend my motion that we accept the LFO recommendations to amend House Bill 5017 so that on line 6 we delete $16,979,624 and insert $16,106,202, and on line 12 we delete $7,495,674 and insert $6,383,000.
Heard the motion? Any objection to the motion? Any discussion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries.
And then, Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, item three has to do with the performance measures. And you might recall that when the performance measures were reviewed during the public hearings, you didn't have any big issues with those, and so I would recommend, and you didn't indicate that you wanted any changes, so I would recommend that you adopt the performance measures as presented. If you're trying to remember what they are, they're on pages 87 through 89 of the budget document.
Mr. Chair?
I would like a motion, yes.
I would make a motion that we accept the LFO recommendation and adopt the performance measures as presented.
Heard the motion. Discussion of the motion. Objection to the motion. Motion.
And the final item, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, has to do with the ending balance review and not including the loan program. The governor's budget provides for an other funds ending balance and average overall programs of 4.5 months of operating expenditures with the LFO recommended adjustments not including the $86,880. The LFO recommended budget would allow for an ending balance equivalent to about 6 months. And as I'm sure you've heard on other budgets, a prudent ending balance usually is 3 to 6 months of expenditures, although it can depend on the agency and the kind of activities they undertake. While the agency's average ending balance is at the upper end of this range, I think it's appropriate for a level of operational reserves, and I recommend that the balance be retained by the agency for its programs. But I would also recommend, given that it is at the upper end of the range, that it be reviewed again next regular legislative session for an appropriate level.
Chair would like a motion. I would accept the motion.
Before, can I ask a question?
Sure. Representative Morgan.
We have been in other budget presentations getting cash flow documentation. Is there a reason why we don't have one with this budget?
Mr. Chair and Representative Morgan, I wasn't aware that that was a requirement, but I do believe the agency is ready anyway with one.
I don't think it's a requirement. It's something that I find
very
helpful.
It is very helpful. We're doing that in education, and it shows you when the short months are.
Right.
Because sometimes the ending balance in the low months coincides.
So. I believe that agencies were asked to be prepared to discuss.
No, can you explain what we're looking at to us here?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Morgan, what we've done is taken the biggest categories of our other funds here to give the actual amount and projected ending balance as well as projected 0305 budget. Let me ask if we want to go into more detail and get any help from staff here.
Mr. Graney, what we've been doing in the education sub, which is very helpful, just take the total ending balance, but do it on a monthly basis throughout the last year so that we can see if there's shortfalls some months or shorter than what the ending balance will be for the end of the bank.
A cash flow analysis.
And it gives us, you know, sometimes what it's showing is that some departments, it really skews the figure or shows a much different picture, because you might have some months that your cash flow does drop below what your ending balance would be.
Garney Logan, Chairman. We weren't prepared with that kind of presentation at all. We do have information that we could prepare like that, but this is basically shows the three time categories that would give us a similar recommendation. So,
Mr. Chair, I think that the discussion that Ms. McGlash has put in the budget is very adequate, and I'm prepared to put forward a motion that we accept LFO's recommendation on the ending balance.
You've heard the motion, discussion of the motion, Senator Dukes.
Mr. Chair, I'm curious. This is an interesting breakdown, and I appreciate it. But I'm looking over in the 0305 projected, so I assume that's overall for the next 2 years. And most of them, the revenue comes in above the expenditures, and things are seem to be going well. There are a couple that don't, and one of them actually ends up in the red. The state energy efficient design. How can you do that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, that's the program where we work with other state agencies for designing new buildings and major renovations to be energy efficient, and there is a statutory fee. Unlike most of our others, there's a set amount in statute, and we found that that usually doesn't cover all of our costs. And the combination of federal funds and other funds that we're able to use to make up that difference. Most of the other programs, like the siting program, they cover the full cost, and that's why we end up at zero. We charge only what we're reviewed, what the cost of review. But we're able to cover the full cost. With the seed program, we're not able to do that.
You might want to consider in some future legislative session asking for an increase in those fees. Just, I mean, to know that you're going to run short. The other one, if I could, Mr. Chair, that I'm curious about is PGE Trojan. We're taking in revenue that's significantly above expenditures, and the ending balance just grows.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, the level that they're paying is actually quite a bit lower than when the plant was operating.
I would imagine.
There is some level of with oversight, especially as they've been encapsulating the spent fuel.
Well, I don't doubt that you have a role out there.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to figure out how come they're paying $120,000 and we're only charging $37,000. So that, and we had an ending balance going into it, now we're anticipating a bigger ending balance. Maybe that's just the way life works, and I shouldn't question it. I was just kind of curious.
Part of that is for a reserve for many years down the road. Our role is going to continue for a number of years.
But you expect the income to decline? Thank you.
And I would note, too, that it does vary considerably from year to year.
Yes.
As you can see, the next column to the left is a much different pattern. And the first column is very similar to what you're referring to. Any other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnson?
Two, actually. In the detail of the lottery funds, other funds, and federal funds on page 145, where you're discussing the source,
One of them that leaps out at me is Western Governors Association. I don't recall whether we talked about that in your presentation or whether you could give me some detail to refresh my mind.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, we have a couple of things with Western Governors Association. The principal one is for the shipment of radioactive materials to the state. And it actually starts as federal money, and it comes to the Western Governors for the Western states. And Oregon gets a share of that funding for training primarily local emergency responders.
Thank you. Follow up, Mr. Chair. The $600,000 from the Energy Trust, the Oregon Energy Trust,
yes.
That comes into your agency ostensibly unrestricted, does it not?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, in this case it was... it actually went as a buy-down of the interest rate of our loan program to recipients in the public sector, so other state agencies that received. Normally our loans run 5 to 6%. This was a one-time program that the Energy Trust negotiated with us to offer a very low interest rate to see what the response would be, and it was 2%, and that program... we ran that for about 6 months with the Energy Trust and completed that program.
One last one. And the idea then is to incentivize certain customers to or recipients of the beneficial interest rate
right.
to make certain energy conservation investments, capital investments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, yes, and to make it pay back quicker for that sector. So, in that case, we did not receive money directly. When it was all passed through to the loan recipients.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Any objection? Motion carries. Need to assign carriers for this budget. Any volunteers?
Sure.
Okay. Representative Johnson and Senator Duke will carry it. With that, completes our business or business?
Sure, we do need to make a motion to move it to full. Sorry.
Mr. Chair,
I would move amended House Bill 5017 to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Now, there's that computer business.
Yes.
I want to adjourn the work session, but committee in our schedule, staff has scheduled this for two Friday meetings, and I would like to poll the committee to see if you would prefer to have evening meetings as opposed to Friday meetings. I see one nod yes.
I would
too. So that's 3-2.
Will it?
Or 3-2? Don't care.
I whatever the chair prefers. I'm ambivalent.
Well, I was told that we could discuss that and try to do that. The key is going to be if the staff has the material ready for us. And then we have parks tomorrow and Thursday, and there's going to be some difficulty. I've been asked not to pass out that budget until we have the revenue projections, and the need for that is that projection on lottery funds. And we don't anticipate that's going to be a problem, but if it is, we might have to hold that budget over for one day.
But that was the one revenue source, Mr. Chair, that one of two that was increasing as everything else was decreasing.
I think it boiled down to getting the correct number.
May not be increasing as fast as we'd like it to, though, huh?
With that, I adjourn the committee.
Thank you all. Mr. Chair.